Salem Fire Department's Deputy Chief now, Alan Dion, is with us. And Deputy, welcome to MSO. Tell us a little bit about what happened last night, if you would, please, over on Lafayette Street.
In the afternoon, they got a call reporting a fire in the rear of the building and the basement apartment. Shortly after we received the alarm for the building, on arrival, they had heavy smoke showing in the rear of the building, and they were getting reports that occupants were attempting to leave the rear of the building. On the basement apartment, she was attempting to locate a pet. So the crews went over there and removed her from the apartment, and shortly after that, the apartment became fully engulfed. Our Injured One crew advanced the line right in the front door of the building. This is a 140 by 80 foot building, 26 units. So it was a long hallway. They had to make their way down into the smoke. And while they were proceeding that way, they passed the door that they didn't realize they had passed, and the door closed behind them, and they got separated. So we had a mayday call right off at the initial attack. So that made things a little challenging for the crews. But they were able to locate everybody pretty quickly and then get some lines on the fire. The fire did extend up to the second floor, which would have been the first floor from the front, and then up to the second floor, and did some extensive damage in the first floor apartment, along with the third floor apartment. Most of the damage was in the ground floor apartment where the fire originated. The conditions were pretty bad in there after the fire was extinguished. We had a lot of flooding. We had a lot of electrical damage. So the entire building, 26 units, were left uninhabitable last night. Fortunately, the owners were able to step up and find some hotel rooms that could accommodate these folks.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all put up in hotels last night. I just happened to go by there this morning, and there are crews there working today. And I've been told that they're going to make every effort to get everybody back into that building, hopefully by tomorrow, with the exception of the three apartments that were damaged from the fire.
That sounds like
do some cleanup and hopefully get the thing ready for them.
That sounds like amazing work that you were able to save so many others. Is this a congested area on Lafayette Street?
Yeah, it's a very densely populated area. This is a very large building. It's one of our largest with 26 units. They're little efficiency units, and you know there's such a need for these types of apartments in Salem, and to have 26 of them go unusable last night was pretty tough for us. But fortunately, the hotels locally stepped up. I'm not sure where they were all put up, but we did get some hotels to open up some rooms for them. And the density of the neighborhood is always a problem when we're here, but fortunately it wasn't a busy time of day on a Sunday evening, or mm-hmm. It was late afternoon, actually.
And can your fire apparatus get in there? Because I know, you know, there's a lot of parking on that street too, isn't there?
Yeah, the apparatus didn't have too much trouble getting it into position. With Lafayette, it's a very wide street, so we can just take over the two active travel lanes, and that's enough access for us, where we were able to get the ladder and the engine company to the position that we needed them in.
Okay, I know Paul Layton wrote the story in the Salem News, and he reports that a pet or two may have been lost, but your guys rescued some pets.
Yeah, they did lose the cat. The apartment where the woman was trying to go back into with the fire originated upon. That pet did succumb to the injuries. I'm not sure it was a cat. But the guys pulled out pets throughout the building on that side that would have succumbed to the smoke. So they did do that. And most of the tenants that were home were able to self-extricate, and they were all out of the building by the time things got going.
How long were you guys there last night?
They got there. They were probably a good 2.5-3 hours, and then we maintained a watch till about 8 o'clock this morning, just to keep an eye on the property. Those things can rekindle, so we don't like to take that chance. So we left the guy there overnight, and that's it. They're still investigating the fire, but it appears like it was accidental.
Okay, and everybody okay?
Everybody's okay on the fire side and on the civilian side. We don't have any reports of injuries as of right now.
That is Salem Deputy Fire Chief Alan Dion.